Chapter 20, continuing with Miklos Niezli's Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness account. Once, when I was dissecting the body of a fairly old man, I discovered some very beautiful gallstones in the bladder. Knowing that Dr. Mengele was an ardent collector of such items, I washed the stones, dried them, and then arranged them in a large-necked flask, stoppered with a glass cork. I stuck a label on the flask, giving the person's name, the kind of stones they were, and their pathological characteristics. During his visit next day, I gave them to Dr. Mengele. He admired the beautiful crystals. Turning the flask round and round, he looked at the gallstones, and then, turning abruptly to me, asked me if I knew the ballad of the warrior, Wallenstein. His question was completely out of keeping with the surroundings, but I answered, "I know the story of the warrior, Wallenstein, but not the ballad." Whereupon, smiling, he began to recite, "Im Besetzi der Familie Wallenstein ist mehr Gallenstein wie Edelstein," which translated into English would go something like, "In the Wallenstein family, there are more gallstones than precious stones." My superior recited several stanzas of that comic ballad. He was in such a good mood that I decided to ask a great favor of him, that he let me go look for my wife and child. Only after I had uttered the request did I realize how daring it was, but it was already too late. He looked at me with astonishment. "You're married? And have a child?" "Yes, Captain. I'm married. And have a 15-year-old daughter," I told him, my voice breaking with emotion. "Do you think they are still here?" he asked. "Yes, Captain. Because at our arrival 3 months ago, you selected them and sent them to the right-hand column." "They may have since been sent on to another camp," he said. Suddenly, I thought of the crematorium smoke. Perhaps they had since been dispatched with that smoke to some celestial camp. Dr. Mengele, who was seated, his head bent forward, seemed lost in thought. I remained standing behind him. "I'm going to give you a pass to go look for them. But," and placing his forefinger on his lips, he looked at me menacingly. "I understand, Captain. And thank you." Dr. Mengele left. I returned to my room completely elated, holding the pass in my hand. Once there, I began to read it. "Number A8450 is authorized to circulate freely within the confines of the Auschwitz KZ. Signed, Dr. Mengele, SS Hauptsturmfuhrer." Never, to my knowledge, had anything like this happened in the history of the camp. I didn't know quite where to begin. The women were quartered in the C, B3, and FK4 camps. As far as I knew, most of the Hungarian women were in C camp. I decided to try there first.